From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Two people are dead after a house fire in Humboldt County. Tuesday morning at about 6:15 a.m., the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office Emergency Communication Center got the report of a residential structure fire with possibly subjects still inside on Mitchell Road near Wetchpeck. Sheriff's deputies were first to arrive on scene and discover the residents fully involved. The fire spread into nearby vegetation. Two people were found dead inside the residence. Identification of the deceased pending further investigation. Three additional subjects associated with that home were accounted for, one of which sustained moderate injuries as a result of the fire. The cause is still under investigation. Three people are dead after an early morning crash Tuesday on Patrick's Point Drive near the Larrapin Cafe. A caller reported a vehicle off the roadway and on fire. Upon arrival, personnel discovered a 1966 Chevy pickup which had traveled off the roadway, impacted an embankment, and ejected three occupants. Unfortunately, due to their injuries, all three were pronounced dead. The victims in the fatal collision identified as 42-year-old James Cohey Jr. of Trinidad, 28-year-old Chloe Chapman of Eureka, and 32-year-old Cody Baylor of Arcata. Cause of the collision is unknown at this time. Two people are facing charges after separate incidents at Humboldt Redwood Company on Monument Road in Riodel on Monday. Sheriff's deputies arrived on the scene. They learned that 26-year-old Courtney Lynn Dressler of Arcata was trespassing about 5 miles up Monument Road on company property. She was arrested and booked into the Humboldt County Jail on charges of trespassing. Early the next morning, sheriff's deputies again called to Humboldt Redwood Company property for the report of about 15 protesters blocking the company's access gate on Monument Road. One male had reportedly locked himself into an excavator located on the property. Deputies arrived on the scene. Eventually, they got 33-year-old Stanton Wood of Eureka out of the excavator. He was booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility on charges of trespassing and refusing to leave private property. A public meeting will be held at Eureka's Warfinger Building today regarding the proposed partnership between St. Joseph Health and Redwood Memorial Hospital in Humboldt County and Adventist Health, a nonprofit whose health care adheres to the edicts of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. According to Lost Coast Outpost, the two groups have proposed forming a jointly held limited liability company called ST Network to provide health care through their existing facilities in Humboldt, Lake, Mendocino, and surrounding counties. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.